Hello. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. In keeping with our commitment to deliver urologists and allied health professionals expert clinical analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives, each episode of Speaking of Urology will bring listeners timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty to keep practitioners up to date while helping them practice more efficiently. I'm your host, Ben Saylor. In this episode, Dr. Kathleen Kieran discusses findings from a recent study published in Urology titled Gender Differences in Authorship in Urology, a five-year review of publications in five high-impact journals, for which she served as senior author. Kieran is an associate professor of urology at the University of Washington, Seattle. Please discuss the background for this study.
Well, we decided to do the study mostly because I was curious. As a pediatric urologist and as a woman in urology, I had a vested interest, I guess you could say, in who's putting out the literature that we read and gives the advice that we follow. And so one of my undergrads had brought this to me as sort of an idea, and we decided we were going to look at the Journal of Urology, and then it became a larger scope, all of the subspecialty journals. And what we specifically wanted to look at was the idea that women publish less than men, and this is often promulgated by mentorship and sponsorship being a little bit different for the different genders. There's a perception among women that they are not mentored as much, not sponsored as much, and there's certainly data to support that that happens in many medical and surgical subspecialties. And so we wanted to investigate in terms of end product, looking at least manuscripts, peer-reviewed manuscripts, does this seem to be true?
What were some of the notable findings, and were any of them surprising to you or your co-authors?
Yeah, I think we were very surprised to find that we were happy to find that, and happily disappointed, I guess, to reject our null hypothesis, and we found that more of our senior authors were women than we had anticipated. The proportion of first authors parallels the amount, the proportion of women that's currently in training, but our senior authors were higher. And that was somewhat surprising to us because, again, there are good data and there's certainly a perception in fields that women don't have the same degree of mentorship and sponsorship that their male colleagues experience. And so we were delighted to see this, and we were especially surprised to see that this difference was most pronounced in terms of journals that had double-blinded peer review. And this was really reassuring to us because we are looking at peer-reviewed articles, we're not looking at invited commentaries, we're not looking at opinion pieces, we're looking at peer-reviewed articles, and we're looking at double-blinded peer-reviewed articles, and that really tells us that, at least within our specialty, that this is solid research that stands on its own and is appreciated by our colleagues. So there doesn't appear to be favoritism that you're just getting this published because you're a woman.
Do you and your co-authors plan to conduct further research on this topic, and if so, what would the focus be?
Yeah, we're very interested in looking at what the trajectory is over time, particularly with the, I can't really say exponential, but certainly rapid, very steep growth in the proportion of women within this field in the last decade or so. Right now, about 9% of practicing urologists are women, and about 25% of our trainees are women. And certainly this is continuing to increase, and it will be interesting to see what happens over the next few years. So when we're looking at the last 5 years, is that a snapshot in time? The numbers, the proportions were pretty stable over that period. But it would be nice to see what the trajectory looks like now that attention is really being given to the role of women in urology, and particularly academic urology, and sharing information.
What would you say is the take-home message for the practicing urologist?
I think it depends exactly what your practice is. So I think in general, you know, the first thing is, don't count women out simply because they're women. And I think that goes for women, that goes for men. There's an opportunity for everyone to seek out mentorship and find the mentor that's right for you. I think also this really underscores the importance of finding a good mentor. And whether that mentor is male or female or whatever they happen to be, I think that our findings really show that if you do good work, it will be appreciated by your colleagues. So if there's something about which you feel passionate, if there is a topic that you feel hasn't been addressed in urology, if there's something that you feel you have a unique perspective on, a different lens by which to approach a problem, by all means, go find that person that will help you to actually look at this, get it published, think about it in a thoughtful manner. For private practice urologists, I think this also speaks to, you don't have to be an academic to publish your findings. We really want to hear from everybody. And we noted as we looked through this that there are quite a few people who are in private practice that you wouldn't expect to be the traditional people publishing lots of papers. So there's certainly different practice types, different urologists, not just the standard urologist of whom we think, that can be publishing their work and sharing their findings.
Is there anything else that you feel our audience should know about the findings of your research?
I think our paper pretty much stands for itself. I really think it speaks to the importance of finding the right mentor. There's a perception that only women can mentor women and only men can mentor men. And I think that it really just needs to be, you have to find someone who will promote you, promote your work, promote your interests, and push your career forward or help you push your own career forward. Find someone who will help propel your interests. I believe that all of those things I just said are changing, that it doesn't have to be, this is the right mentor, there's a one-to-one correlation, but really looking forward to colleagues that will help you meet a need, do something that will answer a question and address a gap in the literature and a gap in our knowledge is really important. So don't pigeonhole yourself and don't let others pigeonhole you.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. And you can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.